Windows or doors sticking? Cracks in your drywall or brickwork? These can be signs of a structural foundation problem. PermaSeal can help with that. Free inspections, transferable warranties, financing, and peace of mind. PermaSeal, 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
On WGN, it is my pal from ABC, but now retired. Oh my gosh. Yes, it's Chicago's sweetheart. Here she is, Roz Varin. Hi, Roz.
That was quite the introduction. Oh, my gosh. Hey, I just want you to know that Sarah's dad, Ed Jans, is here with me.
Hey, Steve.
Oh, I get a twofer. Okay, but let's...
I get a twofer.
All right, so let's back up 1,000 steps, because I know who you are, Ed. Our listeners would not. So if one of you can explain who Sarah was... and why okay. We are here talking on the radio.
Sarah was our daughter. She passed away on January 1st of this year at 29 years old. And Ed and I established a scholarship in her honor through the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences, NATIS, and for television broadcast students, whether on the air or off the air. And I've been having fundraisers and events to get money raised for this scholarship. And last night at the Chicago Midwest Emmy Award dinner, we presented the college scholarships. And among those was the first scholarship in Sarah's honor, the Sarah Jans Take Your Shot Memorial Scholarship.
And what is the scholarship?
And Ed is with me because he's Sarah's dad.
Yeah, and Ed, what is the scholarship all about? What did Sarah feel and act on so passionately regarding students who want to, for whatever reason, go into this profession or a related profession?
Well, you know, her vision as she grew up, and I need to preface it because you don't know me, I'm in the business too. 28 years at ABC, but I went on to other stuff after that, 50 years like Roz, total. Sarah had 100 years of broadcasting, the tech side for me. She had mom's side on the talent side of the camera. She picked the camera for photography, but she was an editor. She was a musician. She was an artist. She was, and so much more we're not going to get to see, but this scholarship fund is going to give another recipient, the opportunity to do what she did, which was come into the craft, the broadcast, into the business, and take their shot at it. That's why we call it Sarah Jans Take Your Shot Memorial Scholarship Fund. She had, you know, diversity in the business early on, a very creative kid. We had a lot of fun with her, Roz and I, on both sides of the fence, watching what she was going to do. And it just made sense that some of it might rub off on her, and it did.
Totally.
And just we're not going to really get to realize what could have been next, but through the scholarship fund with NATIS and the Chicago Midwest chapter, some other students are going to get their shot at this.
Do we name it? Do we know the name of the student, Roz?
Yeah, Jeremy, and his last name escapes me at the moment. I'm so sorry. I should have had that right in front of me. I think Ed might be looking it up. Anyway, but he's a student at Northwestern, and I was, out of the four students who received a scholarship, those of us on the education committee asked me who I thought would be the best fit for Sarah's, and I chose Jeremy because his career path mirrored hers early on, except he was in front of the camera and she was behind the camera, and so that's why he got the Sarah Scholarship.
Mm-hmm. You had a big fundraiser. Let me rephrase that. You had a big fundraiser recently. Tell us about that.
Did.
I think everyone was there except me. I was out of town. But it was, I saw the reports on social media. Of course, that's always true. But it seemed the people were having a wonderful time. And most importantly, you raised a lot of money.
We did. We had a variety show at the Desplaines Theater a little over a week ago. Ron Onesti, the owner of the theater, he donated one night at the venue, and then we found, you know, musicians, comedians, radio people, television people, all kinds of people. I had a musician friend who flew in from L.A.
Wow.
And he wrote a song about Sarah called
What?
One in a Million. Yes. Yes. And he played it. He performed it live. So it was an amazing, amazing fundraiser. And I just found out the other day from Ron Onesti that he wants to make this an annual event.
That is so amazing.
You're going to have to show up on the next one, Steve.
I would in a heartbeat. Roz.
No out-of-towners, okay?
No, Roz knows that. I would be more than happy to be here. So I only have like 3 minutes remaining under that. So very, very quickly, first, how can people help who may not have heard about this?
It's very easy. You go on. I don't have the website in front of me, but it's the Chicago chapter of NADIS. That's the acronym. And if you Google that, it'll take you right to that website. And then you click on education. It'll show you the scholarships and they can donate right there. You'll see Sarah's scholarship. They can donate right there. But just, you know, follow me on social media, because anytime I'm going to do something, I'm going to post it.
Indeed you do. So the question that I have and have and have and have from many texters and phone callers we just do not have time to take is, Roz, and I'll ask you as well, Ed, how are you both doing?
Well, day at a time. That's what we can say. There's no words here, Steve. People that parents, let's be specific, parents that lose a child understand in like group settings, grief counseling, and all that. But it's just
It's very difficult.
It's very, very difficult.
It's very challenging.
A day at a time.
Grief is not linear. It runs in waves, and I might appear to be good and strong, and inside I'm dying. You don't know. It's the most horrific thing that can happen to a parent, but I push through, and doing things to honor Sarah's legacy helps.
You know, one of the reasons why we love you so much, and not only me personally, I am talking about the city of Chicago, Roz, is you have always been authentic, and you continue to be. And same when you had breast cancer, you were out there, you were talking about it, but then you said, that's not good enough. I need to find a way to help other people. And that is exactly what you are doing with this. So you are a hero in my mind. Ed, I don't know you, but if Roz loves you, I do too. And
I'll be seeing you, Steve. I'll be seeing you.
I'll tell you how much I love him. We've been divorced for decades, and we're doing all this together. So, yes, I still do have love for him.
Yeah, we stick together. We got Sarah here. That's the common denominator. And we're both struggling, and we can help each other in that way.
Absolutely.
That's what I say. We're here for Sarah.
All right. We'll help promote the next one when it comes about. Thank you both very much, and congratulations for the good you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.